98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot. The state using the 14th Amendment, barring anyone committing insurrection, as their basis to keep him off. This is former Trump administration official Sarah Isker.
What Donald Trump's team is going to argue is that it doesn't apply to the president, that he didn't engage in an insurrection that day because he hasn't been charged with incitement. Lastly, it has to be up to Congress to decide who's eligible or ineligible in the first place.
The Senate will try today to pass a funding bill for Israel and Ukraine, separate from the border bill that failed on Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting Hamas's ceasefire terms and vowing to expand the offensive even further into southern Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, his fifth trip there since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. The volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for the third time since December, sending jets of lava into the sky. This is ABC News. Today marks 6 months since the wildfires that roared across Maui, killing 100 people.
With Hawaiian culture and tradition leading the way, families are trying to recover, but the struggle has been monumental. 30% of insurance claims on Maui have not been paid, equal to about $456 million. Insurance executive Mahalani Strong begins her day at 4 a.m. working to get her clients their money, frustrated with the process.
Fighting for what I believe they should be getting.
Lahaina is still a landscape of ash. Its future remains uncertain. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For the first time ever, Uber posted a full year of profits. The company went public 5 years ago. And a guy who spent 8 years building a matchstick replica of the Eiffel Tower apparently will not get into the Guinness Book of World Records. He used 700,000 matches to make it. However, the people at Guinness say he used the wrong type of matchsticks. Doesn't qualify. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer them. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 2-year branch campuses are closing. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths from Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges. The target is diversity, equity, and inclusion, but Democratic Representative Joni Emerson worries about unintended consequences.
Would this mean that we wouldn't be able to have any college Democrats, college Republican clubs, any sort of religious organization clubs?
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Monday, February 12th, at Shawamigan hosting Brewers for girls basketball. Be sure to join us on 103.1 at 7 p.m. to hear Steve Gentlin bring you it all. Then be sure to come back Monday, February 19th, for Prentice hosting Phillips boys basketball. This will be on 98Q Country at 7 p.m., brought to you by Jeff Hakenin. 98Q Country and 103.1 Jack FM, bringing you local sports.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan, 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Valentine's Day Council reminds you men that Valentine's Day is coming soon. Prepare yourself for the minefield that is the selection of a Valentine gift. Here's a hint. Flowers, good. Vacuum cleaner, bad. Very bad. You don't want to know. So men, gird your loins for Valentine's Day.
This Sunday, don't miss the biggest TV event of the year. The excitement, the action, the all-around awesomeness. That's right, don't miss the commercials. Gather all of your friends around the big screen and watch the most most clever, action-packed advertisements of the year. Who will have the best commercial, the worst, the hardest to understand? You'll have to watch and find out. It's the only thing anybody will be talking about at work on Monday.
Oh, yeah, and there's some kind of sporting event going on that day, too, but who cares?
It's the commercial extravaganza. This Sunday, don't miss it.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine.
Freaking good.
I love it. 98 Q Country. I got that real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s. Pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt. Waiting on you to look my way and scoop your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you down too. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. Out where the cornrows grow, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip hop mixtape, little Conway, little T-Pain, might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on the rim, hit that bank and we. Us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Kind of nice. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow. Just a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Get my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Get my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I get hopeful when I'm tipsy. Thinking you might actually miss me. It's 100 proof, nothing I won't do for
Yesterday's Classics.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chaw in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dad.
It's two tickets to a concert. It's a Daytona airbrush t-shirt. Wondering who's gonna kiss who first. You know what I'm talking about. Hey baby, what you doing tonight? It's butterflies and Bud Lights. Under the stars and on the stripes of a beach towel in a spring break town. It's playing in the night air through the speakers all night long. Couple kids just living that American country love song. In every town and every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for love. In a pair of old my blue eyes, let them fireworks snuff. That American
is our guy, Jake Owen, American Country Love Song at 98Q, 26 past 7. And top of the morning to you. Hey, Thursday, the 8th, my radio voice. Thursday, February the 8th, good to have you with here, Joel Carnick, the morning show. We've got a transition going on here in the morning show, and that's the reason why I'm kind of doing that stuff. For years, I've been doing morning show radio for longer than I'll ever admit, and I've always been a coffee guy. Well, in my earlier years, I was a soda guy, and then I transformed into coffee. Never been a black coffee guy. Got to have a little creamer in there, and as I get older, it's like more creamer, and I know, General, no offense to anyone who works in the coffee creamer industry, but it's not very good for you, so... Yes, that was offensive. In moderation, but I have a tendency to have too much. So today, I'm beginning a transition to having tea in the morning, all right? So I wasn't very encouraged when I told my wife, I said, I think I need to just stop the coffee creamer thing in the morning. And she's like, well, we got tea. And so she sent me to the cupboard, and this box of tea was way in the back of the cupboard. So I'm thinking to myself, well, this tea is this good. It's in the back of the cupboard. What's going on here? But I'm willing to try it because my wife is a very good cook, and she always steers me in the right direction. So this morning we are testing out the Wildberry Celestial Seasonings Herbal Tea. It's caffeine-free, which I'm not real thrilled about, but probably good. So a little bit of, my wife said, boil some water. We've got a Keurig out here, but I don't know how to run hot water through that. So I just did the old water in the cup thing, put it in the microwave for what I thought was 2 minutes, ended up being 3 minutes. Apparently I hit the wrong button. So it's hot. It's still hot. And just a dab of sugar. I don't know if this is fake sugar or real sugar. I don't know what it is. She gave me some sugar packets. And I have to say, hang on. I tested it just a second ago. I want to confirm. Hang on just a second here. Just a second. I think it's cool enough. It's pretty good. And if it's not, if it doesn't have a crazy amount of sugar in it, it's actually kind of sweet a little bit too. Because I'm a sweet tooth kind of guy. Always been a sweet tooth kind of guy. So the transition, and I know many of you have done this probably in your lives too, where you've tried to cut off whatever it may be that you know that probably isn't the best for you, and you're trying to transition to something else. It's not easy. So I'm optimistic, but I'm only about 15 minutes into it. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow morning. One of my biggest things about doing this, and I'm sure with you too, is just the lifestyle transition. I'm used to coming to work and there's coffee here and there's everything's here. Now I have to be proactive. I have to make sure I have tea. I have this proper tea and stuff. So another thing to do. And the problem with tea also is if I spill it for some reason, coffee just wipes right up. I'm not sure what this stuff will do. It appeared to have some kind of red dying in or something, but I know for sure that tea is good for you, right? In general, I mean, there's always those people that'll make things that say tea on them, and they're just not right. So we're doing the Celestial Seasonings Wildberry Herbal Tea on the morning show. I feel so high class, highfalutin. It's 7:30. Let's do the news.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot. The state using the 14th Amendment, barring anyone committing insurrection, as their basis to keep him off. This is former Trump administration official Sarah Isker.
What Donald Trump's team is going to argue is that it doesn't apply to the president, that he didn't engage in an insurrection that day because he hasn't been charged with incitement. Lastly, it has to be up to Congress to decide who's eligible or ineligible in the first place.
The Senate will try today to pass a funding bill for Israel and Ukraine, separate from the border bill that failed on Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting Hamas's ceasefire terms and vowing to expand the offensive even further into southern Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, his fifth trip there since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. That volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for the third time since December, sending jets of lava into the sky. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering letting prosecutors have more time to bring charges for serious crimes. For now, prosecutors have 1 year to bring an accused offender to court. A new bill would extend that to 3 years. Supporters say it can take longer than a year to match DNA evidence to a suspect. Opponents say the state should hire more crime lab workers to make the job faster. People starting new farms in Wisconsin are encouraged to consider leasing land instead of buying. Steve Okunik is with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He says leasing land is often easier for startups.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
Nationwide, the number of new farmers with less than 5 years of experience has gone up by 17%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, February 8th, it's Phillips Hosting Marathon for Girls Basketball. Coming to you at 7 p.m. on 103.1, brought to you by Jeff Hakenin. Then, Friday, February 9th, once again at 7 p.m., it's Phillips Hosting Marathon for Boys Basketball. This will be brought to you by Jeff Hakenin once again on 103.1. Tune in to hear it all.
Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brackets are out for WIAA Boys State Hockey Tournament. Team Seal Hockey gets an 8 seed. They'll travel to New Richmond a week from tonight. In other games that feature area teams, Hayward Lacouturay is a 3 seed, and they'll play host to Spooner. They're the 6 seed. Medford gets a 7 seed. They'll travel to Amory, the 2 seed. The other side of the bracket has Tomahawk as a number 1 seed. They will play host to Rhinelander. They are the 8 seed. You've got Mosinee, the 3 seed. They're going to host Northland Pines, the 6 seed. Lakeland T-Bird Hockey gets a 2 seed. They'll play host to Pacelli. And in Division I, Ashland will hit the road. They'll travel to number 5-seeded Superior coming up on Tuesday.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Shop can't-miss deals on appliances this President's Day at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $75 on every $750 you spend on all major appliances, like LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances. Shop in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 228. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one star hand-me-down for to try to fix up with some part-time cash and driving a tractor. Find a sweet little thing. Where's your ball cap backwards? Kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all.
Each Thursday morning, we update you on what's happening at the Shawamigan schools. Here with a large mug of coffee to caffeinate me up is Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan schools. How we doing, Kyle?
Good. I'll tell you what, Joel. If you come down to my office, I've got some tea there, and we can set you up with the tea.
Yeah. When you have an early morning job, it's tough when you do one thing for many, many years to transition to something else. So,
well, I'm a coffee and cream a guy myself, but I will drink a tea.
I'm not giving up on coffee and cream, but I'm trying to mix in a little something else here. So we all know tea is pretty good for you. So I'm trying to lean toward that a little bit.
Understood. Hey, yeah. So we got a big event tonight down at the school.
What's that?
I'm starting kind of backwards on my list.
Okay.
We got boys and girls basketball tonight.
Oh, okay.
This is Edgar going on.
Okay.
5:30 and 7:15 tonight. And, I got to make sure my dates are right. It is the 8th today. Last week I was off on my dates.
It is the 8th.
Yeah. It is the 8th. So yeah. I'm reading my calendar right. So again, girls basketball, boys basketball versus Edgar starting at 5:30. And then again at 7:15, our varsity squads are up for that event.
All right.
Might as well just stick on sports for a moment, Joel. We've got hockey at Viroqua tomorrow at 7 p.m. Wrestling at Ladysmith, big wrestling day.
Regionals, yeah.
Regionals this weekend. Mm-hmm. So certainly good luck to all of our Shawamigan Eagles wrestlers this weekend. Try to advance to that next round. Next week, girls basketball versus Bruce on Monday. Boys basketball at Washburn on Tuesday. And then we've got girls basketball versus Abbotsford on Thursday. And again, that's at home, and boys hockey regionals at New Richmond at 7 p.m. You know what I skipped in there, Joel?
It's a,
Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day is next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? The midterm ends on Valentine's.
On Valentine's Day.
A little
Day.
Valentine's Day gift for our students at Shawamigan High School. The midterm ends. we've got, you know, we did Learn to Connect last week. The Leo Club did that technology assistance program.
Yeah.
And it was really well received. It's so well received. I can't tell you, the month before they brought around the extra snacks. This month, no extra snacks. That's good news. Next Tuesday, we've got a blood drive in the high school library. Really important. We encourage folks, if they're able to, please donate blood. And that is, again, next Tuesday, the 13th, from 12 to 4 p.m. in the library. We've got the Wisconsin State Music Association Choir event at Stevens Point on this Saturday. And let's see, what else we got going on? The Aqua Zumba is still going on Thursdays, 5 to 5:45. The regular Zumba, 5 to 5:45 on Wednesdays in the gymnasium. And then prom. We're starting to prep for prom. April 6th. And we're just put that on people's calendars. Tickets are available in the office already. At the middle school, volleyball is at home versus Ironwood tonight. On Monday, the 2024-2025. So next school year, four-year-old kindergarten open house from 4 to 6. And that as well will be taking place at Park Falls Elementary School, again, 4 to 6, at both Glidden Elementary and Park Falls Elementary next week on Monday. Again, for a four-year-old kindergarten, meet the teachers, tour the classrooms. We're really looking forward to those, seeing those young students walking through the doors. We've got Shawamigan Middle School Volleyball on Tuesday, February 13th, at Hurley at 5. And then a reminder for next weekend, we have our students, Joel, big event coming up here.
Okay.
They're going to get a couple days off.
All right.
I'm not talking Saturday and Sunday. They'll get those days off.
They'll get those off.
They're going to get Thursday the 15th, Friday the 16th, and Monday the 19th off.
Oh, February.
February. Mid-February. Well, it sure looks like spring.
Yeah, we've had a spring break already.
And then gonna double check. So we got Dare start next week at Park Falls Elementary School. So looking forward to that. And that's a program we certainly support. Brings awareness around drug use and trying to help prevent that.
Exactly.
And then finally, the open enrollment period has begun. So for the next school year, and that actually runs from through February, March, and through the end of April. So that's a lot going on at Shawamigan Schools. Yeah. And again, tonight, big event, boys and girls basketball versus Edgar.
Exciting tournament time. The boys game should be a good one because the boys been playing pretty good lately. So, And when you see Mr. Cronin today, you may want to put your sunglasses on. He's got kind of a bright wild tie on today. I like that. That's nice. Very, very artistic. All right.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, Kyle. Good to see you. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools, joins us Thursday mornings right around this time to update you on what's happening with the Shawamigan School District. You can always check out their websites. He's going to get his copy, csdk12.net. I didn't point out to him that I've got, I tried to get a little healthier with the tea, but then next to it, I got a donut. So I got to balance it out there a little bit. We talked yesterday morning about the fact of what Super Bowl commercials cost. I mentioned, you know, a couple million for 30, and I had heard this morning that some of the commercials, depending on where they are during the Super Bowl, are upwards of $7 million for one 30-second commercial. How can that possibly be? How can the ROI, the return on investment, be justified with that? I guess, I don't know. It's not just that anymore. It's not just the commercial itself. It's the exposure on social media. If you get that commercial that hits social media and gets hits on the YouTubes and the TikToks and the Instagrams and whatever else, X, Twitter, you know, then they're turning the money. But the five, six, 7 million they're paying for that 30 isn't just totally reliant on the audience that's watching it during the Super Bowl. Pizza Hut has announced for Valentine's Day, they are offering a goodbye pie. A goodbye pie. This is for people who are looking to end their relationship, I guess, on Valentine's Day. Pizza Hut, come on. Come on. So let me get this right. I can get a free pizza, and all I have to do is make my significant other so upset at me that they want to move me out. All right? That's free pizza. All right. I want to make that very clear.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Celebrate Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. Start with Saturday's 2-for-1 happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. Then sink your teeth into a prime rib dinner cooked just the way you like it up to 9 p.m. On game day Sunday, claim your favorite seat for complimentary snacks and drink specials. We'll see you Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin, next to A&W.
Pre-order your Super Bowl wings by calling 715-339-3456.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Big hits, big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98 Key Country.
Mirror in there.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Well, I get tired and a little lonely. The world's turned its cold back on me. But I'm about to swear I ain't got a friend left to my name. Instead of sinking a little lower, I start making tracks on over. To a place where the sun shines day and night, and where I know I'll hear you say, come on in, baby, take your coat off. Come on in,
baby, take the load off.
Come on in,
baby, sing the blues off.
I'm gonna love that frown away. Come on in, baby, put a smile on. Come on in,
baby, tell me what's wrong.
Come on in,
I'm
gonna love your hurting away. All day went wrong. There's a black cloud following me around, and I just can't get away. Instead of sinking a little lower, I start making tracks on over to a place where the sun shines day and night, and I know I hear you say, come on.
Take a coat off, come on in.
you in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. That girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring you back to life. You can always get around fixing up that.